It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is the Florida Panthers Insider Show. My name is Chris Whittingham, joined by the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, live from the BB&T Center, where the Panthers are back in action. Back tonight, Doug Plagans. And Doug, we've got a full show to bring you today. We've got four games to recap from the week, including two Panthers victories. And then we look ahead to the week that will be for the Panthers, with two meetings against the Boston Bruins in a week, with games against three Canadian teams on the road in between, at Toronto, at Montreal, at Ottawa. We'll be joined by the Florida Panthers analyst for Fox Sports Florida, Randy Moeller, and we'll be joined by Matt Porter, who used to write down here for the Palm Beach Post, now covers the Boston Bruins for the Boston Globe. So a lot to get to on today's show.
Lots to cover, and again, we hope everybody comes out to the BB&T Center tonight. Panthers and the Boston Bruins, good morning to everybody. We're counting down to the opening faceoff tonight, as we will be dropping the puck this evening at 7 o'clock. Panthers and the Boston Bruins from the BB&T Center, and you can get your tickets by calling 954-835-PUCK, by going to floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, lots of different ways to get your tickets, and we hope to see you down here. Big game tonight, another Atlantic Division matchup for the Panthers, and that's going to be the theme of the upcoming road trip as well. As the Panthers will see the Toronto Maple Leafs coming up to start off the trip. That's going to be on Monday evening, and then after that, Tuesday night, the Panthers will be at Montreal for a 7:30 face-off, at Ottawa 7:30 on Thursday, and then to Boston a week from today for a matinee game, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, to take on these same Bruins just a week from today. That's the upcoming road trip, a four-game road trip after this game tonight against Boston. So you want to make sure you come on down to the BB&T Center tonight. If you don't have your tickets already, make sure you get those quickly. 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, lots to get to. And folks, remember, you can grab your family, grab your friends, enjoy all the action the Panthers have to offer with the Salins Red Hot Value Pack, starting just $27. You'll receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a hot dog, beverage, and popcorn to a game. Tickets may be purchased in increments from 2 to 8. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com. But a big game tonight, the third game of the four-game season series between the Panthers and the Boston Bruins. They each have a win over the other in the season series to this point, so the Panthers trying to get a lead, if you will, in the season series with this one tonight against the Bruins. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off, and again, we hope to see you out here. And of course, as we get into our week that was, Panthers looking to make it back-to-back wins. Chris, they finished off their most recent week of action with a victory. We will get to that, but Chris, we're going to go through the entire week that was here right now.
Yes, sir. We last left you off here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show was after the Panthers win over San Jose, and we were previewing a matchup against the Los Angeles Kings. Let's get to it now from the Staples Center. It was a 4 o'clock puck drop, and it got off to a good start for the Florida Panthers on the power play. The Panthers, a breakout star for the year, scores again.
Quick, I'm not sure he ever saw that one coming, but the puck did miss the net. Now it's Yandle again, looking across, hopping, one-timer, and he scores! A power play goal for Mike Hoffman, and what a blast that was. The Panthers are on the board first here in L.A.
Mike Hoffman on the power play. That will not be the first time we say that combination for the week. And the Panthers get off to a 1-0 lead in Los Angeles. But the Kings would respond. Dustin Brown scoring 3.5 minutes later on the power play from Drew Doughty and Anssi Kopitar. And it would be 1-1 leaving the first period. In the second, again, about 4 minutes in, Panthers light the lamp again.
Scooped up there by Huberto. Out to the line, Matheson. Matheson backs up, pressured by Brown, buys some time and space, cuts down low, backhand in front, and they score! Evgeny Dadonov on the doorstep! And the Panthers have taken a 2-1 lead!
And it would indeed be 2-1 of Evgeny Dadonov's 23rd of the year from Barkov and Matheson. But in the third, Los Angeles would take the lead, equalizing just a minute in. Then Kopitar would make it 3-2 with 10 minutes to play in the third period. The Panthers, as the clock would tick down, realizing this game was massive. They had to get the 2 points away from home, and down to the stretch they went. In the final 7 minutes, the Panthers first would tie through Dadonov again.
Barkov through the neutral zone. Here's Dadonov. Pocheck rolling puck. Huberto cuts in, and they score! It rolled back to Dadonov, and he ties the game for the Panthers at 3.
Evgeny Dadonov is 24th of the year. Huberto with the assist with Barkov. And then it would beat Huberto with less than 2 minutes to play with the late heroics to get the Panthers a win.
The puck takes a roll. Dadonov finding it. Dadonov with 2 goals in the game. He'll bank it off the far side. Barkov centering pass in front. Backhand try. Huberto, and he scores! And the Panthers have taken a lead.
And a huge 4-3 victory for the Florida Panthers away from home at Staples Center. And Doug, a comeback effort as well.
A comeback win, never an easy place to play. The LA Kings haven't had the season that they would like to have had. But the Panthers coming back in that game, getting the much-needed victory there on the road. And after that one, had Mike Matheson on the air with us right after the game and kind of said it wasn't the way they drew it up, but any way you can get the win, especially on the road, you'll take it in that situation. The Panthers getting the 4-3 victory there. And what can you say about that top line? I mean, I don't want to get too much into what they've done and the run of points that they've been on lately. We're going to get to that as we roll through the week that was, because their production certainly didn't stop as the week went on. But again, there was that top line of the Panthers, Barkov, Huber, Dadonov, those guys really leading the charge offensively, helping the Panthers get that 4-3 win at Staples Center to start off a back-to-back in Southern California.
And let's get to the back end of that back-to-back for the Florida Panthers. It would be in Anaheim against Montembeau in goal. He would be in goal for all but one of the games for the Panthers this week, and it would be an early goal for the Anaheim Ducks. Devin Shore on the power play, making it 1-0 after 90 seconds. And we'd leave the first period with Anaheim leading by that same score, 1-0, but less than 15 seconds into the second, you mentioned the hot run of Dadonov, he'd score again.
Off the draw to start the period, Barkov pulls it back, Ekblad far side, Matheson up the far boards, Barkov some room to the offensive end, Barkov in front, Huberto backhand, backdoor, and they score! Evgeny Dadonov, 11 seconds into the second period, and the Panthers have tied the game at 1.
And you mentioned the production of that line. It's that front three that all combine for that first goal. Huberto and Barkov with the assist. Dadonov with his 25th of the year for the Panthers. And Adam Henrique would make it 2-1 to Anaheim about 12 minutes later. Into the third, the Panthers would tie the game again.
Barkov, Huberto at center, sidesteps Richie, heads in offensively to the high slot. Huberto, and they score! It's put to the net, tipped home by Ekblad, and the Panthers have tied the game at 2.
And Aaron Ekblad, one of the top scoring defensemen in the National Hockey League, scores again his 13th of the year. And again, Huberto and Barkov on the assist. Those two combined for plenty of assists on the week. But Anaheim would get the victory by 3-2. Jakob Silverberg with the goal with less than 5 minutes to play. That gives Anaheim the victory. But again, Doug, it is a production from that front line that is the story leaving that game.
The Panthers getting multi-point games from Huberto and Barkov. They each picked up 2 assists in that particular contest. Dadonov picked up another goal, giving him 3 goals over that weekend back-to-back set. We mentioned as well Aaron Ekblad with a goal in that one. So again, that top line getting on the score sheet quite a bit. Couple of multi-point games there. Panthers, though, didn't get the win there in Anaheim. John Gibson stopped 37 Panthers shots, so he was certainly instrumental for the Anaheim Ducks in that particular game. And you had the feeling going down the stretch, going into that third period, that it was going to be a photo finish and that we were getting into that next goal wins kind of territory. And, well, inside 5 minutes to go, it was the Anaheim Ducks who got that go-ahead tally, and that wound up holding up. So Anaheim got the 3-2 win, and the Panthers would continue on to the fourth and final game of that four-game road trip as they ventured on to Dallas, Chris.
Yes, indeed. And it would actually be the Panthers getting off to an early lead in that one. Alexander Barkov, his first of 2 goals on the night, his 31st of the year. From Huberto and Dadonov, those three, just incredible production the whole week long. Then Jamie Benn would score just before the end of the first period, his 27th of the year, to make it 1-1. John Klingberg would score about midway through the second period for Dallas to make it 2-1 on the power play. Barkov would respond with a power play goal of his own. Plenty of goals on the power play. Panthers power play continuing to be strong on the season, to be 2-2 heading into the third. But Alexander Radulov would score twice, his 23rd and 24th of the year, and Dallas would get a 4 4-2 victory for the Panthers to close out their road trip. Returning home, though, the Panthers would take on the Arizona Coyotes on Thursday night, and it would be a much more positive result for the Panthers, but it would not be early stages. It would be Arizona who would grab the early goal. Michael Grabner with a shorthanded goal for the Arizona Coyotes from Brad Richardson, and it would be 1-0 to Arizona, but just before the end of the first, and I mean just, Alexander Barkov would tie the game up.
Huberto looks across, Barkov some room, right circle, cuts in front, shot, and he scores! Alexander Barkov has tied the game at one with 14.6 seconds to go in the first. What a play, what puck movement into the offensive end, and Alexander Barkov has tied Mike Hoffman for the team leading goals. That's number 33 on the year for Barkov.
And Doug, you're not going to believe this, but the assists on the goal were from Jonathan Huberto and Evgeny Dadonov. Incredible. Who would have thought?
That's the way things have gone lately for that line.
Yeah, that front line has just been absolutely incredible. We'll get to the full stats on the week from those three in just a moment. But into the second, Mike Hoffman would grab himself a power play goal.
Backhand pass out to the line. Yandel there looks across. Huberto high slot. Looks over Hoffman. One timer and he scores. Top shelf. A power play goal for Mike Hoffman. And the Panthers are in front 2-1.
And it would be Mike Hoffman again on the power play, his 34th of the year, as he scored early in the week against Los Angeles to make it 2-1 about midway through the second period. Into the third, the Panthers would add to their lead.
And that one goes wide to the near wall. Pushed up the near side by Chychrun, can't clear it. Huberto in front of shot, and they score! Mackenzie Weegar, top shelf! And the Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead!
And the Florida Panthers looked like they were cruising at that point, but with less than 3 minutes to play against the Coyotes, Brad Richardson with an unassisted goal to make it 3-2, so the Panthers would have to sweat it out, but Alexander Barkov would just make sure.
They puck off the skate of Chychrun, couldn't settle it down. Vetrano, a clearing feed out to center. Barkov, a lane to the empty net. Barkov to the offensive end. Back in, he scores on the empty net. And the Panthers have taken a 4-2 lead. An empty net goal for Alexander Barkov.
And that would just about do it for the Florida Panthers, getting the result on the evening. And it would be a 4-2 victory. Roberto Luongo returning in goal and saving 32 shots from the Arizona Coyotes as well. And the Panthers would close their week with a win, Doug.
And so many different stats to highlight from that week. I mean, you mentioned Luongo coming back in. He was brilliant, stopped 32 shots in the win there. But you look at some of the totals that are building up for some of these Panthers that are just having monster offensive seasons. And how about Alexander Barkov and Mike Hoffman kind of going back and forth now for the team leading goals. Barkov tied Hoffman, then Hoffman last game got his 34th to take a 1-goal lead. And then Barkov gets that empty netter. They both have 34 heading into tonight's game against Boston, so they sit tied for the team leading goals with 34 on the season. Jonathan Huberto up to 59 assists on the year, picked up three more last game, and with each assist he's adding to what is now the franchise single season record for assists. He just continues to build on that. That was a record that was previously set back in the 99-2000 season. Viktor Kozlov had it for a long time, and Huberto and Barkov both going to blow past that one this year. And Huberto's next assist is going to be his 60th on the season. And then we mentioned Keith Yandel getting an assist on the power play there in that particular game. He set a new Panthers single season record for power play points in a year, passing Olli Jokinen's total from the 05-06 season. Also, Keith Yandel setting a new record for points in a season by a Panthers defenseman. So you've got some great single season milestones being set by some individuals here on this Panthers squad who just continue to post huge offensive numbers. And just looking at some of the recent runs for this, for a couple members of the Panthers, we talked about Dadonov a lot, 7 points in a 4-game point streak for him. Jonathan Huberto has 8 points, 7 assists over a 4-game point streak. How about this run from Alexander Barkov? 6 goals, 13 assists, 19 points overall on a current 8-game point streak that he's going to bring into tonight's game against the Boston Bruins. And this is going to be a big matchup. Two great offensive teams tonight. Talking about Mike Hoffman again, one other thing, don't want to forget this. His 17 power play goals, third in the league, and a tie with Alexander Ovechkin for the lead in power play goals. Braden Point, Steven Stamkos, two members of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the only guys with more power play goals than Hoffman this season. So it shows you just kind of the season that he's having for this this Panthers team. But again, just some monster offensive seasons being had by certain members of this Panthers club. Barkov right there at the top as far as points are concerned, and Huberto right behind him. Yandel setting a new franchise record there. Hoffman continuing to score. Feels like every night lately. And the power play going into tonight, Panthers second in the league, 27% on the power play. And right behind them, the Boston Bruins, third in the league on the power play, 25.9%. So I know that's going to be something that we're going to keep an eye on as we go into tonight's game and talking more about that. But reflecting back on that win over Arizona back on Thursday night, the final score was 4-2. Here's Bob Bugner, Panthers head coach, immediately following that win over Arizona with some thoughts on the victory.
Yeah, I think, it was a little bit expected, I think. You hate to say that as a coach, but that West Coast trip and the time change and getting home, I was concerned about the first period. I thought our second 10 minutes of the first period was better than our first 10, but it took us a while to get going. I thought our intensity was better as the game went on. And yeah, the big goal, obviously, the second goal of the game, Hoff power play goal, I think that's the one that sort of let us say, okay, now we're in control of the game. We can, just get back to playing our solid 5-on-5 hockey. I didn't think we'd give them a lot, even though we got out shot. I think that Louis made the saves he was supposed to make. And, that top line, what can you say? They're just, they just keep getting it done on a nightly basis and are carrying us off offensively. But I think we did enough to win tonight. I think we found a way. I don't think we were at our best. I don't think we had a lot of gas in the tank. But even when we had the lead at 2-1 and 3-1, I thought we did a lot of good things defensively, and we had some pretty good structure to our game. But coming back here on Saturday against Boston, we got to make sure we get some rest tomorrow and that we're ready to battle. It's going to be a little bit of a different game, a heavier game, and so it's nice to get these 2 points tonight.
So the Panthers are going to look to make it 2 straight wins tonight when they welcome in the Boston Bruins. And Bob Bugner right there talking about what kind of test it's going to be tonight when the Panthers take on Boston. That game's at 7 o'clock. But more on that win last time out, 4-2 over Arizona here at the BB&T Center back on Thursday. Keith Yandel mentioned sets a new single-season franchise record for points for defensemen. Here is Panthers head coach Bob Bugner on Keith Yandel hitting that new mark.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best, quarterbacks, I guess you call him, on the power play in the league. And I think that, talking to other coaches and talking to other players, they all realize how skilled he is and how he can run the top of the power play. But even 5-on-5, he makes great breakout passes, outlet passes. It's always clean. It's on the tape. And that's what he does best. So he's done exactly what we want him to do, and he brings it on a nightly basis. Nice to see him get that record at home here in front of the hometown fans. So it was a good moment for him.
So Panthers head coach Bob Bugner right there on Keith Yandel's new team record. Here's Keith Yandel on what it means to hit that new franchise mark.
Yeah, it's obviously special, especially, like you said, the guys that have played here, guys that I've looked up to, with Caber, Jovo, guy that really helped me out in the beginning of my career. Brian Campbell, guys, Robert Schvela, the guy that had the record. And it's kind of, one of those things that you take pride in. And obviously, it's nice getting the win, too.
Keith Yandel right there talking about setting that new franchise record for points in a season by a defenseman. Panthers picked up a win 4-2 last game. Roberto Luongo stopped 32 shots, 32 out of 34 that he faced in that game. Here is Roberto Luongo on the win.
Got a lot of shots early, and I was able to get in the game and get a good feel and, carried me the rest of the way. Boys did a good job, even though they had a lot of shots. I think, we didn't have many scoring chances. Yeah, it's always nice when you're able to come up with a few saves and, the guys reward you with a big goal there and get a two-goal lead. So, obviously, it was a key moment in the game and extended our lead. And even if they got one back, we were still ahead there in the last couple minutes.
Luongo, Panthers goaltender, picked up the win, his 15th win this season. Last time out, turned away 32 shots. Here's Jonathan Huberto on that victory over Arizona.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough game. Like you said, I mean, team's going to come in and, they want to make the playoff. They're on the edge or their final walkout spot. So, I mean, but we play well. I mean, we know, you guys know too. I mean, we can play some good games. I mean, we just haven't been consistent this year, I feel. And I mean, we know we can play against any team in the league, and that's what we showed tonight, and we got the win.
So Jonathan Huberdeau right there talking about the victory last time out against Arizona. Again, the Panthers back on the ice tonight. They'll welcome in the Boston Bruins. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff here at the BB&T Center. Earlier this week, the Panthers announced the signing. Panthers President of Hockey Operations, General Manager Dale Tallon announced back on Monday the Panthers agreed to terms with defenseman Brady Keeper on a two-year entry-level contract. Dale Tallon had this to say about Brady Keeper. Brady's a promising puck-moving defenseman who possesses strong offensive instincts and plays a physical game. He has been a leader for the University of Maine and found success as one of the team's top defenders. We are excited for Brady to join the Panthers. He joined the Panthers on Tuesday in Dallas. Took the morning skate that day, took the warm-up that day as well, had a chance that day to ask Panthers head coach Bob Bugner on Brady Keeper, the signing of Brady Keeper, where he fits into the team's current plan. Here's what Panthers head coach Bob Bugner had to say.
Well, you know, asking around and talking to management and talking to Cappy a little bit, obviously familiar with the coach back in Maine, and he's a kid that has got some offense to his game. You know, he's got some grit to his game, which is nice, and I think a guy that was really sought after a lot of teams, and, you know, he had some choices where to sign, and, you know, our guys did a good job of convincing him to come here to Florida. It's a position, I think, in our organization that needs to be strengthened, the depth of our defense, and I think he's going to fill that void. I think that the plan for Brady is, you know, we want to immerse him in a couple practices here and some pregame skates and just get a feel of our systems here, get him comfortable to the point where if we feel we can use him or we feel that we need him, that we can put him into the lineup. But there's going to be no rush here. This is more of a learning experience and a development phase for him in his next phase of his pro career.
Panthers head coach Bob Bugner right there. Keeper is a 22-year-old defenseman, 44 points in 73 games in two seasons at the University of Maine. He's extremely excited to be a member of the Panthers organization. Here is Brady Keeper on joining the Panthers.
This is a great organization, as you guys know. I talked to my agent before coming here, and I thought this was the right fit for me. Like I said before, I just talked to my advisor and my family, and I thought for myself this was the best organization for me to hopefully play in the future and make something happen here.
Brady Keeper there when he met the media for the first time in Dallas after the morning skate back on Tuesday. So certainly a big welcome to Brady Keeper, to the Panthers organization. Really excited to see his development really continue here. And again, certainly fun to see how excited he is to be a part of this Panthers organization. Coming off a great couple of years of NCAA hockey, 73 games, 44 points for him. And you heard Bob Bugner plays with a real edge to his game as well. So certainly, exciting there, a new signing for the Panthers over the course of the weekend. We've got lots more to come here in this Panthers Insider Show. Reminder, Panthers are home tonight against the Boston Bruins. You don't want to miss this one. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And, of course, season tickets for next season, they're also on sale. Season ticket holders receive exclusive benefits, including priority access to BB&T Center concerts, merchandise discounts in Pantherland, and more. To enter the territory, go to FloridaPanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK. Ticket representatives are standing by. You can get your tickets for next season. You can also get your tickets for tonight's matchup. Panthers and the Boston Bruins tonight at 7 right here at the BB&T Center. You don't want to miss this Atlantic Division battle. Third of four total meetings this season for the Panthers and the Bruins. The second and final matchup for the two here at the BB&T Center in the regular season. You don't want to miss this one tonight. And we will continue talking about tonight's matchup and more, Chris, as we roll along here in the Panthers Insider Show.
Yes, indeed. We're coming up on the program. We've got Randy Moeller from the Florida Panthers television broadcast who will join us in about 5 minutes from now. And to close the show, we'll be joined by Matt Porter, who covers the Boston Bruins, the red-hot Boston Bruins, for the Boston Globe. He used to work down here for the Palm Beach Post and is returning home this evening, or I guess he was returning home going to Boston, but for our purposes, he's returning home to the BB&T Center this evening. That's all still to come. Randy Moeller will join us next on the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Chris Whittingham and Doug Plagans here for the Florida Panthers Insider Show, taking a look at the week that was and looking ahead to the week that will be for the Florida Panthers. And Doug, we have a pair of games coming up in the next week here at the BB&T Center, including tonight taking on the Boston Bruins. Lots to get to overall on today's show.
And, again, a big one tonight, Panthers and the Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock face-off right here at the BB&T Center this evening. You don't want to miss this one. Panthers on the road for four straight after this one here, so you don't want to miss tonight's contest. And, again, the Panthers and the Boston Bruins, who've had a big season as well. Folks, the Panthers have announced the first-ever launch of two Girls Learn to Play sessions starting in May. Girls ages 5 to 9 will have the opportunity to learn to play hockey for just $175. All participants receive a free full set of ice hockey gear with their 6 weeks of on-ice training. Go to floridapanthers.com/learn to play for more information and how to sign up. But, Chris, you mentioned it. Big game tonight here, Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Big week coming up, and we're going to talk about it right now.
Yes, indeed. And to do so, we're joined by Randy Moeller, former Florida Panther, and, of course, on the Fox Sports Florida television broadcast every single game. Moeller, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, all fired up, ready to go for this one here tonight. Should be a dandy. I'm hoping that the Panthers keep that pace up, that energy level. They're going to need it. The Bruins are one of the top teams in the NHL.
Yeah, especially of late in the last since the start of February, only Tampa Bay has a higher points total in that period of games. And, of course, I mean, they're Tampa Bay, so you can't be too surprised by that. But Boston, one of the hottest teams in the NHL. But I want to start with you, Moeller, on the performance of the front line for the Florida Panthers. The first line, Barkov, Huberdeau, Dadonov. In the last eight, Alexander Barkov, 19 points, 6 goals. Jonathan Huberdeau, 17 points, 5 goals. Evgeny Dadonov, 12 points, 3 goals. It's just been a ridiculous run from those three.
It certainly has. They're almost unstoppable every time they're on the ice. What I love about that line is how creative they are and how they, you know, the game of hockey is so fast, and so the coverage of a line like that is very difficult because they're always in motion. They're always finding open space, and the way they can pinpoint those short passes and find an open man in order to get a quality shot has been very, very impressive. They're right now probably the best line in the league right now. No disrespect to the top line in Tampa Bay or Ovechkin's line in Washington, but they continue to find a way to get the offense. And they not only do it on the power play, they get lots of power play points, but they do it 5-on-5. And you see late in games when Barkov, after playing 20 minutes, 21 minutes a night, still has the energy and the creativity in order to drive that offense forward. He's so big and strong, and Huberdeau, the chemistry between those two guys, it's like peanut butter and jelly. They know where they're at, each other on the ice. And Dadonov now has gotten hot. He went through kind of a slow streak there where he wasn't been able to provide the offense as far as goal scoring. But now they're really clicking, and it just causes headaches for the opposition. I hope that continues here tonight, but they're gonna face some pretty good defensive forwards. We all know about Patrice Bergeron. He might be the best defensive forward in the NHL besides Barkov, and so he's going to be on him like white on rice tonight. So it's going to be a challenge. A lot different game than the Panthers enjoyed the other night with their 4-2 win over the Arizona Coyotes.
And Randy, We talk a lot about the Panthers' offense and Mike Hoffman, who scored a power play goal last time out, one of the turning points in that game against the Coyotes. Just talk about what he's meant not only to the Panthers' power play units, but just in terms of helping the Panthers really gain the upper hand in hockey games. It seems like whenever they've needed a big goal, there's Mike Hoffman with that one-timer on the power play.
Well, yeah, and you know we all know about that one-timer and what he does for the Panthers' power play, and that's the reason why the Panthers are number two in the league in that power play statistic. But what impresses me about Mike Hoffman is he's able to also create offense 5-on-5, and he's underrated as a passer, as a puck handler. He protects the puck well. He's got great speed and great vision. He's able to draw a couple defenders to him and then dish it off to line mates, whether it's 5-on-5 or the power play. And I think it's a little bit of injustice for Mike Hoffman being known as just kind of a trick.
And Randy, Keith Yandle, most points in a season for a Panthers defenseman, and just jumped past Robert Svala last time out. And you've seen all these guys play that Yandle has passed on this list. Just talk about and kind of put into perspective the offensive season that Keith Yandle's had for the Panthers here.
Well, and he pushes the offense forward, and it's not only just on the power play, but those breakout passes and that, how he can be creative. He's got the confidence at the offensive blue line to make risky passes and risky plays. Some, most of the time it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, as we saw last game with a shorthanded goal against. But those are that's the give and take that you have with an offensive player like that. The Panthers, that's exactly what they needed when they went and got Keith Yandle. That was what was missing, was a real, true offensive defenseman, both 5-on-5 and power play. And it doesn't surprise me at all that he's going to shatter the season record for the franchise for assists, passing Robert Svala. And he's continuing on, and he should be able to add to that. He's averaging, you know, a point a game here over the last little while. And that has been one of the reasons why the Panthers have been able to collect these points and continue to be in these games. And he's a big part of the offense. He's a big part of this team. He knows it. And he keeps everybody light in the locker room as well. He's a funny guy. And there's the ups and downs of the season. He's one of those guys you want in the locker room.
Go on, Doug. Sorry.
And Randy, one last thing. Sam Montembeau didn't play last time out, but just what's impressed you most about him, as a 22-year-old goaltender, the confidence and the poise that he's displayed?
Well, it's all right there. And you talk to Rob Salas and you talk to other goalie coaches around the league, which I've had the opportunity to speak with, and they see it. His structure, his mechanics, his style of play is what you want for an NHL goaltender. He's big. He's got the confidence and the calmness for a 23-year-old. Amazing. He doesn't seem to get off kilter. He's able to keep his focus and that, even when things are not going well for him. And that's what you're looking for in a young goaltender that's up and coming. Great talent, great vision, and his athleticism and the way of flexibility that he's got. You just check all the boxes with him, and now he's getting an opportunity. And I think he's opened up a lot of eyes, and especially inside the organization as they look forward in the goaltending position.
And Moeller, a quick word on tonight's matchup with the Boston Bruins.
Well, the Panthers have played excellent against the Bruins. Just take away about 1 minute out of the previous couple of meetings or whatever, Doug will tell you that last game in Boston, besides the absolutely horrible finish, where they not only lost the lead, but they lost the game in the dying seconds. Other than that, up until 59 minutes of that game, they played probably their best overall game of the season. That needs to stay the same, and they have to have the confidence. They've got to put that ugly loss in the rearview mirror, play the same way, and they'll be fine. And they match up well against the Bruins, and I expect that here tonight. But it's going to be a battle, a lot different game, physical, emotional, than what they enjoyed the other night against Arizona.
And that is Randy Moeller. Check him out on the television broadcast each and every game, including tonight against the Boston Bruins. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
And again, check him out on Fox Sports Florida for the television broadcast of the Florida Panthers. And tonight it is against the Boston Bruins. 7 p.m. is the puck drop from the BB&T Center. Speaking of those Boston Bruins, coming up next, we're joined by Matt Porter, who covers the Bruins for the Boston Globe. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, a four-game road trip for your Florida Panthers this week, starting on Monday night, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs in Montreal, in Ottawa, and in Boston. But first, tonight is a home game for the Florida Panthers against the Boston Bruins. We'll get to the Boston Bruins side of things with Matt Porter from the Boston Globe momentarily. But first, Doug's got a message for you.
That's right. A big game here tonight. Panthers and the Bruins, 7 o'clock, face-off, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. If you don't have those, make sure you get them as soon as possible. Be a part of history. Now's your chance to own the limited edition 25th anniversary Cats Magazine. This publication, created by South Florida's Venice Magazine, features exclusive interviews and photos with players, coaches, and more. To purchase, go to Pantherland or shop.nhl.com. Again, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets for tonight's game. Panthers and the Bruins for the third of four total matchups this season for the Atlantic Division foes.
And we are going to now get to the Boston Bruins side of things with Matt Porter, who covers the hockey team for the Boston Globe. And Matt Porter, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you guys?
It's great to hear from you again. Matt Porter, who covers, used to cover the Miami Hurricanes down here, now covering the Boston Bruins. And Matt, you just happened to be covering one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League since the start of February. The Bruins have tallied 38 points. Only Tampa Bay has more with 44, but they've played two more games as well. What's been going so right for them of late? I mean, and of late is 2 months.
Yeah, it's funny. When you say that, you know, the way things went with the Canes, I was kind of wondering, like, you know, what kind of good luck, bad luck am I? You know, I come back up to Boston and they start rolling. Really, since around the new year, they've just been excellent. I would say they're healthy again, but that's not necessarily true. They've been dealing with injuries all year and kind of been getting by. I think they've just found, you know, they are an experienced team. You know, they have the top-end leadership like Bergeron, Marchand. Krejci's been playing excellent. They've been getting goaltending. So I think, you know, they have a lot of guys who have been there before that kind of know that this is the time where you're fine-tuning your game. You're starting to, you know, get it to playoff ready. And, boy, do they look playoff ready right now.
And, Matt, is there a guy on this Bruins team? You mentioned some of those household names, Marchand, Bergeron. David Pastrnak's had another big season. But with the Bruins having to overcome some voids that have been in that lineup due to injury, has there been maybe a surprise guy that we should keep an eye on tonight in your mind? Maybe the biggest surprise guy that's kind of stepped up for Boston this year?
Well, there's a lot of kind of under-the-radar guys, you know, defensive players and, you know, guys who have been in and out of the lineup who have contributed in short stretches. But when I think about this Bruins team, I see – you know, a guy like Charlie McAvoy really coming into his own. And they kind of expected it to happen at some point. But he's really at the point now where he's playing like a rover. He's almost like a fourth forward at some time. He goes below the goal line. He's all over the place. He has the size to, you know, to fend off a lot of different checks. He has the skill, you know, to make plays. He has the speed to get there all around the ice. He is everything that they, right now, everything that they expected him to be at 21 years old. And he's going to be due a big contract in the offseason as an RFA, and he's certainly playing himself into a nice payday. So he's been a big deal with them. The fact that he's able to play with Zdeno Chara, you know, I think has only helped him in the start of his career as he's adjusted to the league. Chara, obviously, even at his age, with his reach and his experience and his massive size and strength, takes a lot of the burden off of a guy like McAvoy to kind of free him up and do what he does best. So it's been a good year for McAvoy, who, you know, despite some injuries, too, he's been hurt, too. He missed 20 games with a concussion earlier in the year, had a foot infection around the holidays that took him out a little bit. So he's recovered from that, and he's playing really, really well.
And, Matt, you mentioned Zdeno Chara there, twice the age of Charlie McAvoy, but playing at still such a high level. How does he still do it?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's a lot of it's above the shoulders, you know, and he's still a big man who can – you know, he's never been a fast guy, but he's worked a lot on his skating, on his edge work, on his ability to make tight turns and pivots and things like that, and, you know, down in the corners. But he's just so smart. You know, he's has supreme confidence, you know, with the puck, not always looking to move it up the ice, but as far as just getting out of your own zone, things like that, killing penalties, you know, there are a few in the league that can do what he does. And then you add in the reach, you know, you add in the size. You know, and the strength, which is still there, even at age 42. You know, so we're at the point in the season now where, you know, you'd start to think, okay, well, he's 42. How much time does he have left? But I could see him going another couple of years. He's just shown that he can still get it done. You'd expect him to either fall off a cliff or, you know, start really declining. But, you know, he's just kind of slowly, you know, losing a step here and there, but we certainly haven't seen the major drop-off from Zdeno Chara, which has been huge for Boston because they need him. They still rely on him for about 21 minutes a night.
Yeah, and he's nearing on 1,500 NHL regular season games on his career, been in the league since 97. What an incredible career for him. Now, in terms of the matchup with the Florida Panthers from a Boston point of view, last time out at the TD Garden was a crazy game, Boston getting two goals in the final 40 seconds to win that game. What do you make of the matchup between Boston and Florida?
Should be interesting because, you know, I talk about how the Bruins have come through all their injuries. But they were pretty banged up when they came down here last time in December. And they hit the wheels came off for them in that game. It was 5-0. It was one of their worst losses of the year. You know, they didn't have Bergeron. They didn't have Chara. McAvoy was hurt. DeBrusk was hurt as well. But, you know, the constitution is a little bit different now. And, you know, when the Panthers came to Boston, they were going through that stretch where they were winning a lot of games, you know, close, tight. They always seemed to find a way to keep that point streak going where they won, they took points out of 19 games in a row. But right now, this team, you know, they're coming off two games where they absolutely just completely dominated the Islanders and the Devils. Aggregate score 10-1. Tuukka Rask made a combined 35 saves in those games. So just really not busy at all, and they were just shutting things down from a team defense perspective against two clubs that, you know, really don't have a hope right now. And what I'm curious to see is, do the Panthers, you know, are they trying to make a statement at this point in the year? The young leadership like Barkov, like Huberto and Trocheck and everybody else on that team, are they trying to say, you know, this isn't going the way we want it to, but we can show, you know, that we have played well against this team before and that we're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the years to come here? So I'm curious to see what the Panthers have more than what the Bruins have, because the Bruins, you know, they're a point away from 100 points. They're locked into a matchup with Toronto. And you wonder, you know, are they a team that, you know, might take it a little bit easy, you know, down here in Sunrise? And if they do, as Panthers have shown before, they will take advantage of that pretty quickly and make it a night to forget.
Matt Porter, you read the coverage in the Boston Globe or at bostonglobe.com. Appreciate the time, and I hope you enjoy a nice weekend back in South Florida.
Thank you, Matt.
I'm a little sunburned. It's always good to be with you guys.
And that is Matt Porter joining us here on the Florida Panthers Insider Show. That'll just about do it for this edition of the Florida Panthers Insider Show. Again, a busy week for the Panthers tonight at the BB&T Center. Get your tickets at floridapanthers.com for the Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Then a four-game road trip closing in Boston, but before that, a swing through Canada, Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa, all away from home. Some difficult games coming up for the Panthers, but we'll be right back here in a week's time to recap it all. Again, check out the Panthers and the Bruins this evening. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.